USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is blocking the federal vaccine mandate on businesses with 100 or more workers with a 6-3 decision. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki explains why the Biden administration is still encouraging businesses to impose their own vaccine requirement.
Employees want to feel safe in the workplace because they want to incentivize workers to come back to the workplace, and because they've seen large companies across the country implement this and see how effective it is.
The court also decided to allow the vaccine requirement for healthcare workers in a 5-4 decision. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the White House is still prepared to pursue diplomatic solutions unless Russia starts acting aggressively toward Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or the weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, or call 888-444-8895. That's toll-free, 888-444-8895. Get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. 40% discount. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. Or call 888-444-8895, 444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Winter storm watches and warnings have been put in effect from eastern North Dakota to northern Missouri ahead of heavy snow expected to start Thursday night. The area could see anywhere from 6 inches to a foot of snow. AccuWeather saying with the 22-30 mile an hour winds, there will be near blizzard-like conditions across parts of the Midwest and plains. President Biden going big when it comes to distributing COVID-19 tests. Biden saying on Thursday, he plans to distribute an additional 500 million COVID-19 tests to Americans for free, doubling the original amount. A new report says Earth had one of its hottest years on record in 2021, with temperatures 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit above last year's century average. In financial news, at the closing bell, the Dow losing 177 points to close at 36,114. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Senate Minority Leader is talking about a request from the Democratic-led January 6th Committee.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, the Republican from California, says he will not participate with the January 6th Select Committee's request to interview him. McCarthy on Fox News says he has nothing to add and criticized the panel's abuse of power.
The answer could be very clear. Why did the Democrats, when they created January 6th, pick and choose which Republicans could be on, disallowing, never before in history, individuals that I selected as minority leader? Why did the chair of this committee say the speaker is off limits?
Questions continue around Democrats, Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser for denying President Trump's request for National Guard troops on January 6. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A key Senate Democrat is affirming her support for voting rights bills and the Senate filibuster that requires 60 votes to move a bill forward.
The debate over the Senate 60-vote threshold shines a light on our broader challenges. There's no need for me to restate my longstanding support for the 60-vote threshold to pass legislation.
Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema speaking on the Senate floor. Sinema insisting the filibuster shields the United States from wild reversals in laws that Congress passes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.